listener production.
Hi, and welcome to Mackay and the Witt Sunday's local news. I'm Lauren Wilson with the stories from our backyard and beyond. A sunny morning all round. Mackay is heading for 24 degrees and Airlie Beach 25 degrees. Making the news today, Thursday the 18th of May, poverty in our local community, local vigilantes in the northern beaches enforcing a curfew on youths, and a local police officer on crime prevention. New research has found vulnerable Mackay and Whitsunday locals are living on less than $5 a day, with 9 in 10 struggling to afford basic necessities. According to the Salvation Army, three quarters were living below the poverty line in the past year. Spokesperson Simon Gregory says many also couldn't afford to take their child to see the doctor or the dentist.
What we're finding is people who are trying to live on, you know, things like job seeker payments and other types of pensions, that they're really just not able to make ends meet, and struggling every day and coming to see us and other organisations like the Salvation Army for support.
A mysterious poster has appeared in the northern beaches informing the community of a youth curfew that will be enforced from May 22nd. The poster is not from police but from local vigilantes aiming to take the youth crime crisis into their own hands. The poster reads, from 10 p.m. until daylight, any youths caught walking the streets will be disciplined. It comes after a group of vigilantes took to the streets in Rockhampton to door knock on the homes of suspected youth criminals. A local police officer says building rapport between children and police from a young age is the key to crime prevention. The Mackay Crime Prevention Unit visits schools across the region each year to teach students about safety, age-appropriate crime issues, and build a positive relationship between the youth and police from an early age. Sergeant Nigel Dalton says it's important children trust the police and feel comfortable to come to them to report crimes, even if their own.
And one of the favourite things I say is, kids, we're not the people to run from, we're the people who you run to. You know, we'll help you out in any situation. And sometimes poor choices have been made. They have to be dealt with. But once they're made, let's get back on the road and start rectifying our behaviour.
The state's peak body representing rural producers is calling on North Queenslanders to check in on a local farmer. It says research shows around 54% of Australian farmers are currently experiencing ill mental health. AgForce President Georgie Somerset says Mackay producers often don't put their hand up for help.
So if you know someone who's a farmer in agriculture, I really encourage you to drop them a text or give them a call and check in on them, because COVID has meant that there's less community events going on, and getting back into those events is quite challenging.
Help is always available by calling Lifeline on 13 11 14. Let's take a look at some sport now. The Mackay Meteors will be back in action this weekend after losing both of their games in round 7 of the NBL 1 North competition. Our boys will face off the Darwin Salties right here on the home territory. All the action tips off on Friday at Mackay Basketball Stadium from 8:30 p.m. And this weekend, Mackay commemorate women's local soccer in a nationwide initiative to celebrate women in sport. Teams from Mackay Magpies and Mackay Wanderers will go head-to-head this Friday. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news. And now you're up to date with what's happening in Mackay, the Whitsundays and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion.